health, philanthropic, and medical missionary work. Medical missionaries. God has said that if the men connected with this institution would walk humbly and obediently, in purity of life, doing the will of God, it would live and prosper. And from it would be sent forth missionaries to bless others with the light that God has given them. These will, in the Spirit of Jesus, demolish the idols in high places. They will unveil superstition and plant truth, purity, and holiness where now are cherished only error, self-indulgence, intemperance, and iniquity. Before 1890. Let forces be set at work to clear new ground, to establish new living interests wherever an opening can be found. Let men learn how to make brief, earnest prayers. Let them learn to speak of the world's Redeemer, to lift up the man of Calvary higher and still higher. Transplant trees out of your thickly planted nursery. God is not glorified in having such immense advantages centered in one place. We need wise nurserymen who will transplant trees in different localities and give them advantages whereby they may grow. It is a positive duty to go into regions beyond. Rally workers who possess true missionary zeal and let them go forth to diffuse light and knowledge far and near. Let them take the living principles of health reform into communities that to a large degree are ignorant of what they should do. Let men and women teach these principles to classes that cannot have the advantage of the large sanitarium at Battle Creek. It is a fact that the truth of heaven has come to the notice of thousands through the influence of the sanitarium. Yet there is a work to be done that has been neglected. We are encouraged as we see the work that is being done in Chicago and in a few other places. But the large responsibility that is now centered in Battle Creek should have been distributed years ago. 1895. The medical missionary field is open before us. We are beginning to comprehend better the light given years ago that health reform principles would be as an entering wedge to be followed by a religious influence. To voice the words of John, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." Would that all might be so taught as to work intelligently as medical missionaries, for this would serve as credentials to them in finding access to homes and families where they could sow the seeds of truth. We want to feel as Christ felt, that we cannot abandon the souls who are in need of what we can do for them. We cannot leave the helpless, suffering little ones to the evils of orphanage, and ignorance, and want, and sin, and crime. The Lord would have us to be health reformers in the true sense of the term. 1895.